How are you?
So good. I feel like every time I see you, I feel like I'm talking to a friend.
Oh, I'm so upset, D. I'm so
I
upset.
know. I'm sorry. I'm
You
so
know,
sorry.
girl, you went in with a huge target on your back, so I think
Yeah,
you
I
got
was,
further
listen,
than,
I was going to be out anyway. I was. And also, like, I had an expiration date and I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
We knew. But yeah, what was the biggest surprise watching the show back? Was there anything that like surprised you?
No, not really.
You're like, I knew
No,
everything.
I knew everything. Nothing really surprised me, to be honest. Like, if anything, watching it back solidified my intuition, you know, because leaving the game, I left Fiji July, landed July 2nd. Immediately, I was 2 months prior, I was filming the challenge. So
I
I was
forgot.
immediately bombarded with challenge promo. And so basically, I forgot I played Survivor. Like, honestly, I really did. I had to kind of put it aside in order to pay attention to these 30 new people from the challenge and all the drama that's involved there and like all the promo and press. So to me, it was just, to this day, I had not reached out to anyone to see why'd you vote for me or what did you do? Because it happened already. You know what I mean? Like, it happened already and it's fine. And like, I knew it was going to happen. And like, I had other things to focus on. I was like hiking Kilimanjaro. I was doing a marathon. I didn't even think about Survivor until the end of December.
Because you had to. You're like, oh, it's coming
Because I
up.
had to. Yeah. I'm like, oh, crap.
Okay, so what I guess what do you contribute more to your downfall? Is it like the Charlie vote? Is that where things started to go bad? Is it telling Emily about Rizzo's idol? Like, what was it, you think?
Yeah. It was a mix of everything. I think. So the Charlie vote, it was me. Obviously, I blindsided Jonathan, but had I done Rizzo, I was gonna still leave. You know what I mean? Like, we were going at each other since day one. You see it in episode one, he's coming for me. Chrissy was coming for me hard. This was inevitable and bound to happen. And the way that I saw it was for the Charlie vote, there was no way that I was gonna play Charlie or Jonathan's game. There was no way. Because this is what works for you, but that's not what works for me. And like, I don't want to look back at my 50 experience and say, why did I just do what they said? And then I'm here gone either before jury or on the jury, but what did I do? You know what I mean? Like, everyone does what they think is best for their game. But I think ultimately what really, really messed things up was telling Emily. Like, I don't know why I told Emily about Rizzo's freaking idol. And
A
it
lot of
wasn't even
people
just
were
telling
telling
Emily.
Emily
It's,
things.
yeah, I know. It's not even that. It's more, you know, cutting that trust with someone that, on Survivor, all you have is the word, your word. And on my first season, 45, I never did that to an ally. I would never do that ever. But going into 50, I'm like, I'm trying new things and I'm okay with making mistakes because at the end of the day, if I'm not going to win the game, I'm going to try new things, right? Obviously, did trying new things bite me in the ass? Absolutely. But yeah, I felt so sad for Rizzo because once you break that trust, new era, yeah, you could still play with people, but it will never be the same. It will never be the same.
So did you know? I mean, you also had a bit of a relationship with Ceree. Like, we didn't see any of those conversations. Did you know, like, once did you know you lost them once he confronted you?
Yeah, I didn't necessarily know I lost Ceree, but it's funny, like I don't know why they didn't show Suri and I also did my round and but her and I would only talk at night. Maybe they didn't show it because it was just night footage. We didn't want to be seen together. But the thing is, I think I didn't necessarily mess up in telling people about Rizzo's idol. I just messed up in who I told, right? So it was like right thing, wrong people. Right action, wrong people. And Ceree, like I even go up to her, I'm like, I messed up. I told people about Rizzo's idol. They just like didn't show it. I guess because it didn't matter at the end of the day since I was like gone now. But I knew I lost Rizzo for sure. That was what hurt me. And you don't see this, but we had a conversation afterwards, and I approached him and I said, look, I know you know I'm lying to you. You know I know that you know I'm lying to you. So I just want to say that I'm really sorry. I was crying, Sharon. I was crying because I see Rizzo as like, I know he's 25, but I see him like a 21-year-old. You know what I mean? And he was sick at that time too. A doctor had to go see him because he wasn't eating. He was losing so much weight and like he was kind of like weakening. And I see this kid really that I view as like a little brother, and I'm like, I just ruined somebody's game. That's what, like, at what cost, dude? Like, if I'm gonna go home anyway, why am I blowing up his game? And I was crying. I was crying. I can't believe they didn't show our conversation. I was telling Rizzo, I'm so sorry. Like, that is my biggest regret on 50 was telling people about your idol because I pride myself in not doing that on Survivor. You know what I mean? And like in and out of the game, but especially on Survivor. And yeah, that really hurt, not gonna lie. Yeah.
I want to talk about Jonathan because he kind of riled up Coach and they came at you. He said he wanted to get a reaction out of you, blah, blah, blah. Was this strategic or personal for
I
Jonathan?
think it was personal. Look, there was you can say it was strategic, but it was never gonna turn anyone. Like I was already the name. I already knew I was going out. Because that was right before Tribal. And I think it was personal. I think it was built up. I think with me and Jonathan, I can't speak on his behalf, but from my behalf, I really wanted to work with Jonathan from the get-go. I really did. It just we didn't align for whatever reason. And I think from the beginning, you know, we would have talks of like, let's align, let's work together, we need each other. But you see him on episode one, let's get D out. You know, like from the beginning, he wanted me out. I don't know why, because I truly wasn't until I felt the vibe in OG Colo that he was coming for me. Then I was like, all right, yeah, this is obviously not my person. But I think it was just built up tension from multiple different things. You know, there was a fashion show that was an air that I did that I had everybody wear the opposite sex clothing, and it was so funny. But then all the men thought I had an advantage. They thought I did that because I had an advantage that I needed to unlock, so everybody had to wear each other's clothing.
Oh my God.
Like there was what, a girl can't just have fun out here. A girl can't just look around and say everybody's miserable, everybody's paranoid. Camilla's fucking crying about Kyle leaving. Let's have some fun. It's 50. Let's get up. Why are we at camp? Let's get up. And so from the get-go, like he just had it in his mind, like coming for me. And because I knew that, once we split, like we had the Sila split, oh, now it's convenient for you to want to work with me because you want somebody out that's good for your game to get out. And I'm sorry, but I was not gonna do it, especially in the way in which I was approached. It was very, you know, Jonathan at first wanted Ceree out. I'm like, Ceree's not going. Then he wanted Rizzo, and then Charlie wanted Rizzo, and Camilla wanted Jonathan. And it was like, no, I'm not gonna play your game, especially if you're coming up to me and like kind of like, hey, we're gonna vote Rizzo, right? And I know what it's like to work with a strong alliance. And the way that we work so well is because we would the Reba 4 would get on, you know, and sometimes you gotta sacrifice. And maybe now this person's not good for my game to leave, but I trust you, go for it. That was not the case for OG
No.
Kahlo. That was not the case for me and Jonathan at all. Even with Charlie, it was very like, hey, this is what we're gonna do like for our game.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't
You
see
know what I
Kahlo
mean?
much too, so it was like
I
tough.
know. And I think Kahlo would have been very funny to see. Because there were, at least from my end, there were some unhinged confessionals. That never made it to light, I guess. Well, not I guess, they didn't, but everyone was unhinged for
Oh
sure.
my God. I know Coach was annoying people this episode. Do you think if there was more time, like people would have actually been open to voting out Coach, or do you think people are just too afraid to go against him and Jonathan at this point?
I think this it wasn't necessarily a time thing. Yeah, if I had more time to build deeper relationships, but it's madness out there, Sharon. Like,
So many
it's
people.
chaos. It's chaos. You're playing a whole new game from the beginning at Emerge, right? And this is the first time we all go to Tribal. So it's still new. There's still alliances that, you know, there's like the people in the middle that haven't, like,
The
they've
middle people.
solidified, but they can kind of pick where to go. And I think this was just the perfect moment to, like, all right, let's get rid of D. Everybody's gonna wanna get rid of her eventually. And like, if she goes further, I get it. I get it. Like, if nothing in the game is personal, even if whatever you say about me is fair game in the game, right? But I think it was just an easy, let's just do it right now, easy vote, you know what I mean? But whatever, I'm on the jury, thank God.
I'm excited. What did you make about a lot of people are talking about pre-gaming and a Zoom alliance. Did that impact your game personally at all? Did any of this, I mean, it happens on every returning player season, but
Yeah. I don't think it impacted my game, but I do think it impacted other people's games. Yeah. And I think, yeah, I want to say more, but I don't want to spoil anything. It did impact people's games though, for sure.
Coming into the season, obviously as a winner, did you think, and you won immunity, congrats last week, and then
Thank
did you
you.
feel like you had to win competitions going to 50, or were you like, I'm gonna like play, like see if I have to win.
No, I knew I had to win. Like
Yeah.
even this last immunity, I was like, I can
You were
feel the eyeballs
close.
on me. Dude, I was so close, but like impossible. Going against Ozzy, are you kidding me? He's
Yeah.
way too good. No, I knew I had to win immunity for sure. I knew I had an expiration date. I knew this wasn't my season. Like, am I crazy enough to think that I could win again? Yes, because I'm freaking crazy and delusional. But I also felt it. And that's why I packed so many jury outfits. I did not do that on season 45, but for this season, I'm like, all right,
I'm
three
excited.
winners only. Okay, I'll pack. Fine, I guess I'll pack. Obviously, I didn't know how far I'd make it. Did I hope I'd make the jury? Absolutely. But you never know what like Jeff will throw at you or what the circumstances or who you are aligned with. But either way, I swear, even if I would have been first boot, I would have been so like grateful to have been able to do this because I didn't find out until 2 months before going on 50. I got out of the challenge on a Friday, and by Monday, that's when I was on Zoom with Jeff. And
Wow.
I had not checked social media. I didn't know people on 50 had been cut. Even Jeff was like, yeah, we've had to cut this. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Jeff? Like, he's like, oh, shoot, that's right. You've been shooting for the past 2 months. I'm like, yeah, I have not checked social because I was still trying to adjust to the real world because challenge was 2 months. But yeah, I'm super grateful.
Okay. Yeah, what was there anything about your game that you wish made the edit that we didn't see, which I'm assuming is a lot, but anything specifically?
Oh, let me think. Oh, there's so much. I just wish more OG Kahlo was shown so that
Yeah.
there would be a lot more, not substance, there would be more information
Context.
and context as to why this fight with Jonathan happened. Like, it didn't just happen because of one thing. It was built up tension. Obviously, I can't speak on his behalf, but my belief is that, at least from my end, it was built up tension and it seems like it was for him too. You know what I mean? It was
Yeah.
just like this war had been brewing since day one, but it was just never shown. And I wish they would have shown context from OG Kahlo so people can like put two and two together of like, oh, why did D say this in confessional? Why is this so random? And why is Coach and Jonathan saying like
Yep.
there are reasons to it, you know what I mean? And all of that happens at a day-to-day basis while you're playing the game together and people are paranoid and you're talking shit and like, oh shit, are we gonna go to tribal? So there's like a whole other game that isn't shown. It is what it is.
I know. Where do you stand with Jonathan and Coach today? Is there
I think I'm good with them. I mean, I have no ill will towards them. We were just not we as in coach, but we were in Vegas for a UFC fight with
Oh
like
yeah.
Jeff, Stephanie. I mean, vibes are great.
Okay.
But I haven't talked game with them, but I also haven't talked game with anyone from my season because whatever, like you
Okay.
vote me out, you vote me out, you got me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no, I don't want to think about it. Especially not after like landing and now I'm bombarded for another show that I have to worry about and I have like things planned. Like I don't care. But on my end, I'm good.
Okay. In terms of Emily, we also didn't really see you guys have a conversation after that. She ends up voting for you. Was there anything there we missed, or do you think she just went with the numbers?
Yeah, I think she just went with the numbers. I never confronted her about the idol because I didn't want it to like blow up.
At that
And
point,
at
yeah.
that point, I knew I was leaving. And
Yeah.
honestly, like, yeah, Emily, you spilled the beans, but what good is this gonna do if I go back to you and like, and now I argue with you because I love you as a person and I don't want to blow up your game if I'm already leaving. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm either leaving this vote, next vote, I'm leaving. So I don't want to, yeah, I know you screwed me over, but you haven't had that experience of winning the game. You know what I mean? So a part of me was just like, this is not my season. And like, this is for other people. And I'm not going to blow up an ally even more. Cause even if she did snitch you, I still view her as an ally. You know what I mean? Cause I freaking
Yeah.
love that girl. And she's
Yeah.
great TV. She's great TV.
Oh my God, so good. I know you have to run, but D, you already won. You don't have anything to prove here. Are you done with
Yeah.
Survivor or are you open to
No. No. Dude, if they call me tomorrow, I would be like, fine, I'll go. And they know I love this game. I love Survivor so much, and I just love playing games. And when else are you going to be able to like be a little villain and lie and cheat and steal
Yes.
and talk crap? No, I would always say yes. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Who knows? God knows. But I would love to see a season of like blood versus water or
Yep.
like a celeb season or a first boot. I definitely want to see a theme season with returnees. But not necessarily with winners. And I know I'm a winner, but I want to see it with people that have, I don't want to say higher stakes because it's still $1 million and it's a high stake, but I was playing with house money and I was like a lot more free and I would do whatever. I want to see with people that like really have shit to lose. You know what I mean? That's
Or
what I
something
want
to
to see
prove.
next.
All
Correct. Or
right.
something to prove, or they got like lucked out or something.